For the research scenario on the upcoming November exam, you're going to get a 10-mark extended response question, and there's a fair chance that that's going to be a discussion. Now, you're not actually allocated a mark for each point you make. You're basically marked on how well you satisfy the key criteria of the question. But here's 10 things that I reckon will enable you to basically put forward a good discussion in your exam. So the first point is you're going to be asked to make a conclusion, and you need to state whether the results are significant or insignificant. Now, if the p-value given is under 0.05, that's a significant result. If it's over 0.05, it's going to be an insignificant result, which leads to my second point. Then you're going to state whether the hypothesis is supported or not. Don't say that the hypothesis is proved or disproved, because basically all we're trying to do is provide empirical evidence of the concept we're investigating. So again, if the p-value is significant, it's under 0.05, then you're going to support your hypothesis. If it's over, you're going to not support your hypothesis. You need to articulate that. Then you need to put your p-value in a sentence. So let's say your p-value is 0.02. What you'll need to say is the following. There's a 2% chance that the observed differences between the groups are due to chance factors. If your p-value is 0.07, then you say that there's a 7% chance that the observed differences between the groups are due to chance factors. Then you're going to be asked about implications. And this is a statement that's in simple terms that's linked back to your aim. So in other words, based on the p-value you obtained, your significance or insignificance, did you actually support your aim or not? You need to make that statement. Fifth point, you need to identify the experimental design. And you've got three choices. It's either going to be independent groups, matched pairs, or repeated measures. The sixth thing you need to do is you need to critique that. So let's say there was a repeated measures design used. Maybe there was an order effect. Let's say there was matched pairs design, matched participants. Then you'd say that we didn't match the subjects on all critical characteristics that may have affected the DV. If they used independent groups, that's easy. Talk about participant-related variables. Could be age, could be gender, etc., particularly when a small sample size has been used. The seventh thing you need to do is you need to suggest how to overcome the experimental design used. So let's say they used repeated measures and there was an order effect. You talk about counterbalancing. Let's say they use matched participants, then you talk about matching participants on other key characteristics, maybe short-term memory capacity, maybe IQ, etc. And if there was an independent groups used, then you'd say, well, next time use a matched participants or repeated measures in order to reduce or eliminate those participant-related variables. The eighth thing, my eighth suggestion is identify a couple of other extraneous or confounding variables. And look for ones that use psych terminology. So there might have been a placebo effect. There might have been an experimenter effect. Maybe there were non-standardized instructions used. And then discuss how that impacted on the results. So if it was a placebo effect, you'd talk about the expectations of the participants because they knew they were being exposed to the IV and in the experimental group, and that created different expectations to the control group that weren't exposed to the IV and there was awareness of that. Then, ninth point, suggest how those variables can be overcome. So if a placebo effect occurred, talk about a single blind design. If there was an experimenter effect, talk about a double blind procedure. And if there was non-standardized instructions and procedure, talk about standardized procedures and instructions. And my 10th and final point is you need to discuss if a generalization to the wider population can be made. And if not, why not? So for instance, let's say convenience sampling was being used, then you'd back that up and say, therefore, we can't generalize to the wider population. So I hope that's been of use. Good luck all.